In 1995, country singer Ty Herndon released a single that hit number one on the country charts. It's called What Mattered Most.
I thought I knew the girl so well. If she was sad, I couldn't tell.
It was a love song about losing a woman. Now, over 20 years later, he's re-releasing that song with a few updates. He's singing about losing a man. He's changed the pronouns to match what he would sing now that he's been publicly out for 5 years. Ty Herndon joined us from Orlando, where he was for Pride Month, to talk about it. He started by telling us about the history of the original version of the song.
It was actually passed on by major artists like Brooks and Dunn, George Strait, simply because there was this line that said, "Oh my God, what did I do?"
The way she laughed, the way she loved, oh my God, what did I do?
And it just seems like people were really afraid of that because it was maybe a little dramatic for a country song.
Wait a second, so just the fact that there was the phrase, "Oh my God," or just like was dramatic? Like, help us understand.
Dramatically how it was performed. And so, hey, being a little dramatic gay boy from Alabama in the closet, "Oh my God, what did I do?" worked fine for me.
So as you discussed, this song came out before you were public about your sexuality. When you were singing it in later years, did you feel uncomfortable about the pronouns? Is this something you thought about at all?
One of my rules has always been, if I haven't lived it, I don't sing it. So I was really able to, I put my mom and dad kind of in that situation because they had this great love story. And my dad would always say, "Gosh, if I ever lost this woman, I don't know what I'd do." So, you know, that, "Oh my God, what did I do?" I would think about my mom and dad with that. So that's how I made it a living, breathing thing for me when I would perform it. And I knew that so many people out in the crowd felt the same way about the song.
Her eyes were blue, her hair was long.
But at the time, I was also in a relationship with a beautiful boy. His hair was long and his eyes were blue. So I did think about him quite a bit, you know. And I have to tell you, even though I've been in a relationship with my partner, Matthew, for 9 years now, and his hair is not long, but his eyes are blue, I had to tell him, you know, "Babe, I had to go back and think about this other dude just for a minute."
But I paid no attention to what mattered most.
It's interesting. I grew up in the 90s, and when I think of what country music was like back then, was there pressure, do you think, to be kind of like the good-looking man in the cowboy hat and that man was supposed to be straight?
Absolutely. I mean, I got my record deal when I was playing honky-tonks in Texas. And when I got signed and got to Nashville, the first thing they did was take the cowboy hat off my head. They said, "Oh, you have hair, so we'll go with that." And kind of like George Strait, I kind of faked the guitar. So they said, "Oh, you don't really play guitar, so we're going to take the guitar away from you, too." So they took all my props away. So I was left with a lot of hair and some great music.
Hair and hips? Is that where that went? I'm
hair and hips. Hair and hits. There you go. I like that.
So how does this all fit into the country music scene? Like, how worried were you about coming out?
I was really prepared to walk away from it all, to be honest with you. I was living authentically everything in my life except for my career. And I have this great friend, her name is Shelley Wright, and she was one of the first female artists that came out in country music, and that's been 9 years ago, and it was a little tougher for her, but I had some great mentors, but to be honest with you, I would have just been fine writing songs or, quite honestly, getting a job anywhere if I couldn't live authentically, so I was really prepared to walk away from it all, and that's the truth, but I didn't have to do that, and I never in a million years expected that, so I'm pretty astounded and grateful.
I thought I knew the boy so well.
Can you talk about why you wanted to put out this new version?
You know, it was pretty simple for me because when I go and speak to kids, I hear this all the time, especially the LGBT kids. You know, we really want to like country music, but we don't think country music likes us. So the climate is changing so much in Nashville. And the reason I wanted to do this was to show all those kids out there that are popping into Nashville and want to be country stars or producers or writers or whatever they want to be, that you don't have to be afraid. And, you know, it starts with me. It starts with artists that have been there. So I couldn't think of a better way to celebrate 25 years of this song from the day I recorded it.
But I paid
what mattered most.
This time around today, can you point us to a lyric that is meaningful to you now in this new context?
Well, you know, it's really quite simple. When I say, oh my God, what did I do in this song?
Oh my God, what did I do?
Just kind of comes crashing down on me, the length and the extreme ways that I went to cover up who I was just to have a career.
What did I do?
You're in your late 50s now. You have a partner. You seem quite comfortable with who you are. what would be your message to the young man who first recorded this song?
To take a deep breath and hold on, because the ride is not going to be easy, but you will be okay.
Country singer Ty Herndon, his song What Mattered Most is out now. Thank you so much.
You are a pleasure. I'll talk to you anytime.
His eyes are blue, his hair was long, at 64 he was born.